Kaya Biz.
Welcoming from Sanlam Savings, Fazana Bota, who's going to be helping us look once again at the impact of the interest rate hike on you and me, the consumer. Hey, Fazana, welcome on board.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Yeah, excellent. The impact of this interest rate hike on consumers, just give me your feel and, how you see things.
Unfortunately, it was received with a lot of dread. Even though we kind of expected it after the last interest rate hike, it doesn't lessen the blow. So it means that consumers are going to be even further stretched. So whatever budget that they were doing, they now have to budget even further for the debt that they're busy servicing. It was a bit of a blow to the consumer today. So there's a bit of a glum feel in the air. But the idea is that we now need to discuss where to from here.
Exactly. So what kind of tips do you have in mind already for many people out there who are struggling to make it to the very month end?
Yeah, so look, like I said in the beginning, it's not that it caught us completely unaware. After the previous few interest rate hikes, we sort of expected that this is what we're going to see as interest rates start to normalize internationally. However, on a more ground level, what this means is that our expenditure is being stretched, and now we need to be a lot more cognizant of how we're sending our money out and what we're paying for, right? So I think fundamentally what our consumers need to do is that we need to start to take a very stringent approach to understanding our finances if they haven't done so already. It's not just...
let's see.
Understand. What is my...
Okay, Fazana, I've lost you there for a bit. Let's see what's happening with these lines. Are you back with us? Okay, let's see if we can continue, Fazana. Sorry, you'll need to kick off there. And you talked about, you know, how we need to take control of and be more aware of our finances.
Yeah, I was trying to get to the point that an awareness gives us a certain level of preparedness so that we don't get caught unaware every time the Reserve Bank increases interest rates, because we kind of see it coming now. We know that we might expect them down the line as well. So we need to now take that awareness and say, okay, how can I get prepared? Who can I partner with? What education can I get in this instance so that I'm not caught unaware in the future?
And obviously a person who buys cash, who doesn't really use credit, is not so directly affected by these interest rate hikes, directly as it were. But still, indirectly, it does affect, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I mean, so it affects everything that we buy, because consequently the stores will raise their prices, banks will increase their lending rate. So it'll affect everyone. And you'll see it in the normal consumer goods that we're engaging with as well. So indirectly, it will affect a lot of people. Unfortunately, it directly affects those who are using credit and who have a high level of indebtedness.
Yep, and a major percentage of consumers in South Africa, really, we're using a lot of debt and we're way overburdened.
And the unfortunate reality is that it's South Africa and the world, right? So in the greater scheme of things, everyone is struggling and everyone is looking for ways to try and use their money better, to be smarter about things. And that's what our consumers, that's what we want to help our consumers get to. Because we are sitting at the moment reacting to what is happening to us, and we want to get to a point where we are proactively managing these things that are being thrown at us externally.
Right. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Kaya Biz. I'm George Manyosi in for Kuku today, and we're looking at, as we are reacting and analyzing impact of these interest rates in the current economic environment. And I'm speaking right now to Fazana Bota, who is with Sanlam Savings. How would you say, especially these times, one as a consumer, you know, needs to manage our debt levels?
So, unfortunately, we're going to have to take a hard approach. And I think the problem is that a lot of people see budgeting as a sort of punishment, like an exercise that has a negative connotation. But I think that if we start to be a little tight in our budget, we should start to reframe our minds and think that a budget exercise is just a tool that enables us to greater financial freedom. It is not a punishment or a consequence. It is now a tool in our arsenal to help us to get to where we need to be. And we always hear the idea and the notion of budgeting, but we need to be very practical about it. Not just, I'm going to leave 3,000 rand towards fuel, and I'm going to leave 5,000 rand towards food. We need to get a little bit more granular. So if we're talking about food, how can I maximize my food budget? Can I shop when things are on special? Can I make sure that I get the best possible deal? Can I eat at home more frequently than I do out? And can I also free up some budget to have some fun? So if you're including some fun in your budget, it doesn't feel like a grudge exercise, but it allows you the freedom to enjoy things, but also to be a little bit more disciplined around the other things that you absolutely have to cater for.
Right. Also bulk buying. I see I spoke to two sisters who decided to club in together and just pull their finances together and buy a lot more and then just divide it among themselves and it spreads a little bit, longer. So,
and isn't that the beauty of the South African culture, like that collectivism? And I think that we can draw on that. So using that, the old school stock-style way of doing things as well, bulk buying definitely helps. Sharing meals, bulk preparations, and prepare your meals in advance so that you don't have to keep being caught without lunches and having to pick up a coffee on the way. All those things will minimize your tapping, your quick swiping. And those little swipes that you make on your card or your credit card create a black hole that causes this debt problem to just increase. So you've got to be a little bit more disciplined. And I'm not saying this in a way where I'm not cognizant of the fact that it's so much pressure on the consumer. I'm saying let's take it and make it ours so that it liberates us and we don't feel victim to what's happening to us right now.
Yeah, quite shocking, I must say, to realize that even very sophisticated income earners, high income earners for that matter, are just not implementing the budgeting plan, in their own private spaces.
I think the thing that the high income earners tend to do is that they sort of outsource. I've got a private banker, I've got a financial advisor, he'll sort me out when the need arises. But what the average consumer needs to do is become aware of the fact that financial advisors and budgeting tools are easily accessible to them as well for free, and they can take it in and use it to enable them at this point.
Right. Talking about the interest rate in South Africa, now it's starting to bite, obviously. Looking at the rest of the year, how do you see things panning out? Do you see more hikes?
I think that the consensus is that we will see more interest rate hikes if you're looking at what's the trend on the international markets. There is a normalization, a move towards normalization of interest rates. So during the COVID period, we experienced lower than normal interest rates, and now they're starting to normalize those interest rates internationally, and we should see them happening in South Africa as well.
Yeah. And on the savings side, we know we've not been necessarily that, robust and vibrant as far as our savings patterns as a nation in South Africa. So how do you see that impacting?
Yeah, I think it's going to be even harder because before COVID, it was already a very real picture that South Africa had a very low savings culture. It's just either not possible or from a consumer education point of view, there was a big gap where people didn't understand and trust the notion of saving outside of just putting money under the mattress kind of concept.
Yeah.
Harder now because your budget is being stretched. But that's why I'm saying there are tools. There are tools for money management. And within that money management process, you'll see the opportunity to save, even if it's 50 Rand or 100 Rand or 200 Rand a month. And that idea will help you. It'll make you feel like if something happens, if there's another pandemic, if there's an emergency, I have some kind of money that I can tap into and I'm not just a sitting duck. So those tools can help you navigate and take a picture or a course for yourself to navigate the situation that you find yourself in now.
Yeah, good thinking. Fazana, thank you very much for really contributing, man. Really appreciate your time. Thanks again. Hey?
You're welcome.
All right, then. Talk soon. That's Fazana Buerta from Sanlam Savings. And it'll be interesting to also hear from the major insurance companies as well at some stage, later on, perhaps one of these shows, just to cover how they then position themselves as far as their savings products, retirement planning and all that. We have a future right here at Kaya Biz, as you know, with Ellen Gray. But it's just one of those times, isn't it?
Biz with Google Tumfupi, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.